We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 13th chapter, the 20th halacha, page 30. Omer shaliach tzibur yishtabach mu'mad. When the shaliach tzibur says yishtabach, he should be standing when he says it. Aval ha'yachid eino tzich lamod, v'chach minhag ha'sfardim. But the individual, when he says yishtabach, could say it sitting down, and this is the custom of the sfardim. Aval ha'rama, but Rabbi Moshe Yisrael is from Krakow. He wrote the minhagim of the Ashkenazim. כתב שנוהגים לעמוד באמירת ישתבח, he wrote that the custom is to stand when we say ישתבח, וכך נוהגים האשכנזים, and this in fact is the Ashkenazi custom, that we stand when we say ישתבח, right? Ashkenazim stands, Sfardim sit. הלכה כ"א, עניית קדיש קדושה וברוך הוא, באמצע ברכת ישתבח, if one is in the middle of the blessing of ישתבח, and he has to respond to the קדיש, to קדושה or ברוך הוא, so then dinam ke birkat baruch shamar, the laws are just like if one were in the middle of baruch shamar shenit berlel that we explained earlier. Ve'im ne'elatz lafsik laniyat davar shebikdusha, and if a person was forced to pause his saying of yishtabach, he had to stop in the middle to respond to answer something of holiness be'emtza mirat yud gimel shvachim, and he's in the middle of saying the 13 praises of yishtabach. Meaning when we say yishtabach, so what are we saying? Yishtabach shimcha la'ad malkeinu, may your name be praised forever. Hakel ha'gadol ha'gibor v'anora. Let's take a seder. We say, may your name be praised forever. Hakel ha'melech ha'gadol v'akadosh, v'ashamayim u'v'aretz, the potent king, who is great, who is holy in heaven and earth, for you, God, it is fitting, the God of our fathers and forefathers, the following 13 terms of praise are fitting for you. And then we enumerate 13 terms of praise. Shir u'shvacha, song and praise, halel v'zimra, hymn and psalmody, ozu memshala, strength and dominion, netzach, eternity, gdula, greatness, gvura, power, tehillah, adoration, tiferet, glory, kedusha, holiness, malchut, kingship, berachot, blessings, vehodot, and thanks. So we enumerate 13 terms of praise that we say are fitting for God. So within those 13 terms of praise, those yud gimel shvachim, one shouldn't pause ideally. We're saying, it is fitting for you to give you all this praise. Now, to pause in the middle to say amen or something else, well, that's really against the thought process that you're saying. You have one thought. You're saying it is fitting for you, and then you're about to enumerate 13 terms of praise. So to pause in the middle is problematic. So let's say a person was forced to pause in the middle. In the middle, he had to answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah. He didn't have a choice. So then, as yechzo l'achal mikan la'mirata mechadash, he should start from scratch. Meaning, you pause in the middle of the 13, so go back and start them from the beginning. V'yatchil ki lecha na'e, and he has to begin again by saying, for it is fitting for you, Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu, shir u'shvacha, halel v'zimra, oz memshala, netzach gdula u'gvura, tehillah u'tiferet, kedusha u'malchut. Right? Kedei she'omar yud gimel shvachim b'li hafsek. So that he says these 13 terms of praise without a pause in between. So this is really an important point within the yishtabach. And if one misses it, so then he should go back and get it. Begin with the ki lecha na'e, for to you Hashem it is fitting, the 13 terms of praise, and say them all together. One more halacha? Yeah. Halacha chaf bet. Gam im lo shama amirat baruch hu mehashaliach tzibur, even if a person did not hear the shaliach tzibur say baruch hu. What is he saying when he's saying baruch hu? He's saying, all of you should bless. Baruch hu et Hashem amorach. All of you should bless Hashem who is blessed. And the congregation responds in unison, Baruch Hashem Amruach L'Olam Ve'ed. Blessed is God who is blessed forever. So we're responding to His call. He's calling to us, Baruchu, you give blessing. After He calls to us, we respond and say, Baruch Hashem, right? So, let's say you didn't hear the Shaliach Tzibur telling everyone, Baruchu. You didn't hear Him say, Baruchu. So then, V'rach Shema Tzibur Onin Baruch Hashem Amruach L'Olam Ve'ed. All you hear is the congregation responding, blessed is Hashem who is blessed for eternity. Yanemem, nonetheless, answer with them, even though you didn't hear the chazan calling upon them. Avelim lo shama gam aniyat ha'kahal. But if he didn't hear the congregation saying Baruch Hashem, v'rak shamata shaliach tzibur kshechazal lomar Baruch Hashem amvorach, all he heard was when the shaliach tzibur himself said Baruch Hashem amvorach l'olam ve'ed, meaning the shaliach tzibur says Baruchu, everyone responds Baruch Hashem amvorach l'olam ve'ed, and then the shaliach tzibur says Baruch Hashem amvorach l'olam ve'ed. Let's say you only hear the shaliach tzibur, so then you can't join him. That's not the congregation saying it. And therefore, onech rav amen, all you could do is respond amen to what he said. You cannot join him. One more? Yesh nagin la'amod b'shat amirat baruch Hashem amrach l'olam ve'ed. Some have the custom to stand when they say baruch Hashem amrach l'olam ve'ed. V'yesh inam nagin ken, and some do not have that custom. Ach yesh nagin la'aneh gufam miktzat. But some have the custom to move their bodies slightly. Baruch Hashem amrach l'olam ve'ed. They lean forward as though slightly getting up. ועל כל פנים הציבור לא יקוף ראשם בעניית ברכו, מלבד החזן שיקוף ראשו במקצת, but nonetheless the congregation should not bow their heads when they say ברכו, only the chazan should bow his head a little bit, ולכל היותר רשאים הציבור לעמוד אם רוצים בכך. But the maximum they should do is the congregation could stand. But they shouldn't bow. That's what he says. I think the Ashkenazim do bow. Yeah, that's the Ashkenazi custom, right? We do bow and we do stand. It's interesting that he doesn't note that.